Well, it is a dark age, an age of darkness in the American Academy. According to research by the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education called FIRE, hundreds of colleges around this country have policies encouraging students to report any offensive speech or other crime think they overhear from their classmates. Once such thought crime is reported, squads with Orwellian names like Bias Incident Response Team swoop in and impose all manner of penalties. These range from sensitivity training to suspension. How do we get here exactly? Robert Shibley is the executive director of FIRE, and he joins us now. Robert, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks very much for having me.
It's hard to believe this is real. Bias response teams?
Not only is it real, it's really horrifyingly widespread. We found more than 230 of these teams in our searches across campuses nationwide, and we're sure there's more that we haven't identified. The ones we found, though, cover and they monitor the speech of 2.84 million students.
So the idea is that the school is sending out students to tattle on other students for saying things they believe is, what, offensive, indecent, inappropriate? Like, what's the standard?
In some cases, and the standard varies, but they're actually trying to seek out bias and destroy it on campuses. And so through a series of online forms that you often fill out, or just encouraging students, I mean, we see, if you see something, say something on some of these bias response team websites, they're encouraging people to come forward, and they say, if you hear something that's biased, and that can be